This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know. Y'all better ask.
Hat on, suit on.
Looking like the Dapper Dawn.
Giving them all.
Dress like the $1 million bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God been so good to me over the years, in spite of all the mistakes I've made, in spite of all the dirt I've done to myself. I'm talking about went in knowing I was wrong. His grace and mercy has forgiven me for all of my sins. God can forgive you of all of your sins. Everything you've done, God can forgive you. He can wipe your slate clean. Now you might have some things you got to deal with because of some of your actions. Understand that. But you can wipe your slate clean with God and start again. You can repent. God has mercy and grace. You could be forgiven by God. Now, people, that's another story. Some people may never forgive you for it. You've hurt them all. Or maybe they accusing you of doing something else. But, you know, they may never forgive you. But God is in the redemption business, man. God will forgive you for every sin you've ever committed. But you got to want forgiveness now. And then you got to come correct. Because what you can't do is you can't shoot him to crap now. You can say that conversation with him. You know, whatever you told your lawyer, whatever you told the victims, whatever you told, whatever the story is you got going, if it ain't the truth, you can say that with God. Because please know he know. And he know your heart. He know if you're trying to manipulate somebody just for the system, if you're trying to say this just so you can get out. He know all of that. So if you're planning on shucking him and jiving him, save your breath before you wind up digging yourself in a deeper hole. Just let me give you that piece of advice, because he ain't nothing to play with. He's too great to be played with. And so with that in mind, I want to share some positive stuff with you this morning, man. I want to say this. I want to remind you not to let your circumstance and your situations dictate your future or your results. I'm going to say this again. This is important information, man. Don't let your circumstance and situations dictate your future or your results. Do you know that in order to get a different future or some different results, you control that entire situation? It is you. It is your thoughts that control the entire situation. It is how you look at the situation that will determine how the situation is for you. See, the same situation can be totally different for two different people. Because you can say, you look at the examples of history. Just look in your neighborhood. How can, there was a book that a guy wrote one time who had the name. He had a name. And he did some research. And he found a guy that grew up at the same age in the same neighborhood as him with the exact same name. He went on to become a corporate CEO. The other man was an inmate. And they had the same name, grew up in the same neighborhood. They were both brothers, you know, not, I'm just saying brothers, men. And they grew, and they went two different, because how can two people, the same situation, and the results turn out so different? It is because of the thought process of one was completely different from the thought process of the other. You control it. You don't have to let your circumstances and your situations dictate your future or your results. Here's the way it works. This is so you can understand this. Your mind is the controlling factor of your thoughts. Your thoughts are the controlling factor of your outcome. The Bible says, a man is as he thinketh. Please don't shortplay this scripture here, because this one is the real deal. This is the basis of every self-improvement book you'll ever read. It's already written in the Bible. The Bible has all the information you need. But in case you need a little bit of clarity in some simple modern day language, then they have self-improvement books. They are all based on biblical scripture. A man is as he thinketh. That's why Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. That's why a book came out called The Magic of Thinking Big. That's why a book came out called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. All these titles that I've read that have mattered in my life the most, these three major books that I've read, they all say one thing, thinking, thoughts, because that's what controls the outcome. Your brain works one of two ways. It works positive or negative. It works good, which is under the column of positive, or it'll work evil, which is under the column of negative. It will have faith, which is under the column of positive, or you will operate in fear, which is in the column of negative. That is the only way your mind works. Your mind is a factory that's comprised of workers. Those workers are controlled by two foremans, foreman positive and foreman negative. But guess what? The CEO of the company, the head man, the boss, is you. You come to work in the morning and you say, man, today is a great day. I'm going to take steps towards brightening my future. I'm going to take another step into making that dream come true that I've been thinking about. I'm going to take another step forward in the development and the changing of my life in a positive, good direction. If you come to work and say that every day as the CEO, the boss, the foreman can only obey you. So that what you just said was a series of positive statements, then foreman positive steps to the forefront. He said, I got you, boss, right away. He turns around, he blows the whistle. He alerts all the workers in the factory. Today is a good day. Today we will take steps towards our future. Today we are putting ourselves on track to get a little bit closer to making our dreams come true. Today we will be assembling all the things we need to make our dreams come true and our life better in the right direction. Everybody, break. The workers in the factory turn around and manufacture thoughts to justify the orders given by the boss, which is you. You are the CEO of your corporation. If you don't own nothing else, you own everything that's going on between your two ears. You are the CEO of that corporation. If that corporation is a good one, it's because you set it up that way. If your corporation is a bad one, it's because you set it up that day. If you pushing towards your dreams and you see the possibility of things happening in your life, it's because you as the CEO set it up that way. If you ain't got nothing popping, if you just want to be a criminal taking stuff from people, throwing your life out the window, you're going to be an inmate. You're going to be sitting up there and you're going to be mad at everybody. You ain't got nobody to be mad at but you. You understand what I'm telling you this morning? Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The ride is alive and well. We good this morning. Everybody fine, full of gratitude and everything, trusting in God, knowing that everything, this too shall pass. All that, all the scriptures, ain't no weapon formed against me gonna prosper. All that. Deal with it, live with it, handle it, believe in it. Know that. Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. What's happening? Feel pretty good this morning.
Yeah.
Woke up, man. Me and my girl had a conversation, man. We sitting up in here. We was doing a little bit of laughing and stuff. Everything is everything.
Hey, you ain't supposed to be singing, remember?
Oh, yeah. That lady did tell me to tell Roscoe not to sing no more. Carla, what happened?
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
So.
Go ahead.
Let's figure it out.
I know you. You.
Huh?
I know you and Aunt Marjorie ain't over there laughing. Y'all over there laughing?
I forgot. My bad. My bad, Tommy.
Y'all over there laughing, dog?
Trying to my be bad. Happy and be happily
yeah.
married?
Oh, you ain't saying.
I forgot. My
no,
bad.
No, you ain't trying.
I know you ain't
my
trying.
My bad.
To, you trying to be positive? I know you ain't trying to be positive.
Man, I...
Y'all trying to be
bad.
As one...
Y'all enjoying each other? Is that what y'all doing?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got to start reading some of this stuff, see what I can do.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr. Government name is Kill Spates and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's happening with you, man?
Yeah, ain't what happened with me. I know you ain't got joy. I know you ain't got no joy this morning.
I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Yeah, man. I don't know. I forgot, man.
Yeah.
I would like to say No, nothing really, man. I don't know.
Thank you, Lord. You know, praise the Lord.
I don't know. I feel sorry for most people, man. I really, really do. I don't know what's wrong, man. I'm cheering for people. That's all I got to say. I'm hoping the best for people.
You're rooting for them, huh?
Blessings. And yeah, I'm rooting for you, man. Mm. I put that type of energy out because that's the type of energy I get back. I do want to say thank you to all my friends, my coworkers here on the job, everybody that knows me and Marjorie, man, to call with all the love and support. You know, love is so much stronger than hate. The only thing about hate is it just happens to be louder. And me and Carla was talking this morning, and they don't print love no more. They don't print good news. Nah. They only print hate and bad news. Man, all is well on the home front, and we shining and living our best life. And, you know, man, ain't no weapon formed against me gonna prosper. That's his promises and a heritage from the Lord to his children. I'm his child, Marjorie his child. I don't know what y'all doing, but I got news for you. It ain't working. It just ain't working. Sorry.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from a nephew as he runs that prank back right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This is the class reunion. All right? Mm-hmm. Sound pretty simple right there. Mm-hmm. But I want to take your wife down there. Here we go, Kat. Let's go.
Always something with you.
Let me take your wife to the class reunion, man. Come on, Kat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Sylvia, please. She's not available. This is her husband, Andre. How can I help you? Andre, how you doing, man? My name is Ken. I graduated with Sylvia. We're having a big 25-year class reunion this year.
Okay.
For 1985. Will she be home soon?
I don't know, man. She actually out shopping right now.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, listen, has she heard about, does she know about the reunion, or do you know anything about that?
Not to my knowledge. It's the first I ever heard about a reunion.
Okay. Well, there is a reunion, man. She's actually, I think, signed up for it. I'm not sure. That's why I asked you. But I think I saw her name was that she was signed up to come.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When exactly did you graduate?
I graduated in 82.
Okay, in 82. Okay, you're a little bit before us then. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let me go ahead and say this, Andre. Actually, in high school, man, Sylvia was my high school sweetheart. And we dated from ninth grade to freshman year in college. And I wanted to see if it was cool with you, you know, if you didn't mind me escorting her to the 25-year class reunion.
Doing what?
Well, let me say that again. Like I say, man, my name is Ken.
Ken. I got that part. I'm trying to make sure I heard right what you said.
Yeah, I said that Sylvia and I were high school sweethearts, man. I was, from ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college, we dated each other.
Okay, and, I got that. But what did you ask me?
I asked you if it was all right if you didn't mind if I escorted her to the 25-year class reunion.
Are you related to her?
No, I'm not related to her. I just told you I was a high school sweetheart.
No, man, I'm saying nobody gonna be escorting my wife nowhere. I put the ring on her finger. You said you was her high school sweetheart?
Yeah, I mean, we was together from, ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college, so.
Okay. That was in the past, brother. I'm sorry to let you know that, but that was in the past. I'm the present, so I don't even much think she's going to be interested in trying to go nowhere with you anyway.
Hey, man, what I'm trying to explain to you, this is something innocent, though, man. This is just me taking her to, I thought she might get a kick out of us going together,
Brother, I don't know what's wrong with you. I done told you, if it's not going to one ear, put the phone on the other one. She ain't going nowhere with you. Do I need to break it down anymore?
Hey, man, you ain't got to talk to me and disrespect me like this, man. Now, all I tried to do was come on.
You talking about I'm disrespecting you? You gonna call my phone and tell me I'm disrespecting you? You asking me, can you take my wife to the damn class reunion and expect me to be okay with that? What kind of damn fool is that to call somebody and ask, can you take their wife to a class reunion?
Hey, man, that was my high school sweetheart, all right? We had some. I was her first, okay? I was her first, dog.
If you was the first, then I'm the last, and I'm the only one, so we're going to leave it at that. How about that, partner?
It's whatever, man. You know, know what, man? I try to call you and talk to you like a man, but you know what I should have did?
Man, I should have called me and talked to me like a man. You were doing a little up, man.
I should have called Sylvia in the first. I should have never called. Matter of fact, you know what? I apologize for calling. Let me get on the phone and just call Sylvia and see if she would mind.
You go right on ahead and do that. You go right on ahead and call her.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Because Sylvia can make the decision on what Sylvia want to do.
I can tell you one thing. Sylvia do what Sylvia want to do, but Sylvia ain't interested in you.
Man, this is not about being interested in me, man. This is innocent. This is just me and her going to the damn class reunion together, man. It ain't like we finna go do something together, man, on a physical level. We just going to have fun.
I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm trying to tell you that I already told you no. Okay? If you can't get no, I don't know what you can't get, but you ain't getting Sylvia, I tell you that much. She's not going to no reunion.
You know what, man? I'm through talking to you. I'm just going to call Sylvia because that's what I should have done in the first place.
Listen, I told you, but you ain't going to call nobody. You better not dial my wife's number, man. I'm telling you this right now. I'll be at that class where you and I'll be looking for your king, whatever your name is. I'm going to find out who you are. I ain't playing no like this. I already told you. You a disrespectful in the first place. I done told your don't call my wife. She ain't going to no reunion, so you bet not call her phone.
I've been there for 12
years late.
Now she don't want
to walk up in this and up my situation. Now I done told you I will come to this class reunion and I will your up, man, because you look like you're playing with me or acting stupid or something. You ain't taking my wife to no class reunion. You understand what I'm saying?
Your wife don't gonna want to go to the reunion with me. How you know that?
You ain't going nowhere with you. I done told you, man. Don't get me acting crazy up in here. I done told you. Now, I said first I won't come to the class reunion, but I will come to that just to make sure I knock your lights out. Don't be acting stupid like I can't find. They got all kind of they ain't found on some of them lying, but I'll find your.
This is innocent, man. Me and her going to the reunion is innocent. And she ought to be able to decide if she want to go with me or not.
Ain't nothing innocent about you. Your sound tripe anyway. Call somebody phone. Talk about a class reunion. I ain't even much heard about.
Hey, I tell you what. You know what? I'm finna get off phone call Sylvia, okay?
Respect the ring. You understand what I'm saying to you? I done told her you she mad, but I don't understand what you can't understand about that. Respect the ring.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
Ain't got to say to me, man. You ain't got a thing to say to me except to hear this click in your ear right
no,
now.
I got one more damn thing to say to you, and then I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to be through with it, man.
What the you got to say to me?
Say what?
What the you got to say to me before I hang up this phone?
I got this to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Sylvia, got me to prank phone call you.
Are you for real?
I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Oh, man, I'm over here sweating and everything, man. Just mad.
Oh, this is a joke, dog. You all right?
I'm going to be all right in about an hour or two. That's okay. That's cool. All right. Y'all got me.
Well, I guess this is a good time to tell you. The class reunion is coming up.
I guess ain't no class reunion, huh?
No, there is a class reunion. You need to get ready because you're going.
Yeah, I'll be making sure if there is one, I'll definitely be there.
Oh, man, that was fun.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next.
Uh-huh.
We'll hear from the CLO, our chief love officer, as we ask the CLO, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Bronny James' diagnosis has been revealed, and he is expected to make a full recovery. Shannon Sharp joined Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Whoa. And
that's a lot of hollering right there.
And 17-year-old Ralph Jarl has survived being shot in the head, and he's back in high school for his senior year. That is great news. That is all at the top of the hour. But right now it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Plachette in Detroit. Plachette writes, I saw my friend's daughter with a group of girls twerking at a gas station. I rolled down my window and got her attention and told her that wasn't ladylike. Her mom called me and said I embarrassed her. Was I out of line to talk to her child?
Well, according to the ignorant mama you were.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know what you got to do nowadays, I've discovered, just parent your children. Because people don't even want you interfering. There's some people, see, you got some people so busy trying to be their kid's friend that they done gave up the parenting part of it. You're right, it wasn't ladylike. And then she embarrassed me. Hey, you embarrassed my daughter.
Okay. That was twerking at a gas station.
Yeah, leave her daughter alone, because that twerking at the gas station, you got to take that somewhere else. So now once you know how to twerk at the gas station and you get in the car to get gassed up, you get to go other places to twerk. Now you're going to be twerking at the park. Next thing you know, you're going to be twerking in the stove. The next thing you know, you're going to be twerking at somebody's house. Then next thing you know, you're going to be twerking up on a pole. Then next thing you know, you're going to be twerking on a pole at night with blue lights on. Then next thing you know, you're going to be twerking on a pole in a dimly lit room with some cameras on.
Wow.
Hello. Yeah. Look, and the name of the film is Twerking.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? So just keep on.
Yeah.
Stop, but don't worry about it. Quit raising other people's kids. Let them go ahead. Hey, I apologize. It won't happen again. Yeah. And just let that little girl go. If that's what you want to raise, then go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Shay in Towson. Shay says, my husband's car suits him just fine until he goes to hang out with his friends. Then he wants to borrow my new Benz. I think he's trying to impress women, but he said he needs it so he won't be out at night in an unreliable car. Is he trying to show off?
Yeah, well, he's trying to show off. It don't necessarily mean he's showing off in front of women. Dudes, you know, we kind of like that, you know. Oh, I saw you, boy. What you driving? What's that out there? Oh, I see you got the Benzo rolling up on the four-door. You know what I'm saying? We do that. So it could be very well just the guys. The unreliable car at night story, that's... If you can drive it in the daytime to make it to work, you can drive it at night to go to the club.
Come on now. Yeah.
You ain't worried about a dependable car during the day to get to work. Now you need one at night to go flex.
So that wasn't a good lie. You don't approve.
Well, you know, it's for flexing, though. It's all for showing off. Not necessarily for women, depending on where they're meeting at.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Rhonda in Santa Fe. Rhonda writes, I told my husband I wasn't feeling good, and he chose to go to a cookout without me. I never would have gone to the party without him, but he doesn't understand that. Shouldn't he have stayed with me, or was he right to leave me at home sick?
Oh, they ain't been married long.
He must not know how this go.
I know.
He should have cut that TV on and just made y'all some hamburgers at the house. Because I don't know how he thought he going to go that cook. This cookout to turn into a damn letter. Man. And left you at the house.
You going to bring this little funky plate back for me?
I'm sick. I can't eat no barbecue.
Yeah, she was sick.
No, you should have FaceTimed your boys at the picnic. Anything. You could have been there in spirit. Now, that wasn't a good move. Now, should he have left you home? In hindsight, no, because he's paying for it dearly.
Yeah.
But, and then plus you need to tell me how old he is, because that got a lot to do with it.
Well, her name is Rhonda.
Now, they fit. They fit.
Yeah, he's an old fool. He an old fool. Your
what's
name, Rhonda?
Well, what's his name?
Wayne.
It could be, you know.
Reynard.
Carter and Rhonda, you know.
Something like that.
All right. Rondell.
Huh?
Rhonda and Rondell.
Rondell and Rondell.
Oh, Rhonda and Rondell. All right. Moving on to Emily in Danbury. Emily says, I had my breasts enhanced twice and I've had fillers. I recently had my lip fillers taken out without telling my husband first. He's not happy with my thinner lips and he asked me to get them redone. Is he trying to say that I'm unattractive?
Well, how much stuff you done had done? Let's go over all that. You done had breast implants twice. How big you want them? Where are we going? Mm-hmm. They don't put the cup sizes on you when you go down there. You don't try them on or nothing like that. You don't get to hold them up against your chest or nothing. You done had that done twice. Now you got some little ass lips. You done had them blowed up. Now you took them out. I don't even know you could
take
them
out. She had her lips what? Wait, what?
You had her lips blowed up. Now you blowed it down. See, I'm going to tell you something, because I got big ass lips. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you do.
You don't go down here and get these and you ain't had none before. You have got to learn how to operate these things right here. See, I've had these on my head since I was a child. I know how to move them, function. Uh-huh. But if you go and just get this much meat added onto you, face weight, you have face no weight. Idea how to operate these damn lips.
Face
and see, you done got your little skinny lip ass down there. See, you're not a big lip person.
Uh-uh.
Big lip people, we big lip people. We say big lip stuff. We know how to look.
What's big lip stuff?
And you're, what do you say? What's that? Big lip
stuff. Like, you know, ask me something, I'll show you how big lip people answer.
Did it, are you going out today?
Maybe.
What?
And then drop the lip.
Maybe. See, you use words that allow your lips not to have to work that hard.
Oh.
Did you go out today? Maybe. That just touch them twice and then let it hang open. Next question. Next question. Now ask me something else for big lip people. Let me give you that.
Are your lips filled, or those are your real lips?
Probably. See them big lip ounces? Probably. You ain't got to keep moving them a lot because they're heavy.
What's for lunch today?
Bologna.
Just one word.
Yeah, Carla.
First of all, do all your answers end in E? Bologna.
Yeah, you know where you can hang your mouth open.
Because
at the end, you want to be able to drop your mouth because they're going to be tired.
Okay, so are you going to have barbecue for Labor Day weekend coming up?
Coleslaw.
What?
You ain't had to have coleslaw. You ain't had to lift them that time.
Okay.
The method. Right.
You got to know big lip stuff. Little lip people don't get no fillers because you don't know how to handle the weight.
Thank you, CeeLo. Coming up next, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Summer might be winding down, but we're not ready to put down the summer cocktails just yet, okay? Join me, your girl, Shirley Strawberry, and my girl, Carla Farrell, today at 4 p.m. Eastern for an end of the summer Seagram's Escapes happy hour. You know how we do it. That's on our Steve Harvey FM page. We'll be sipping on a fruity summer sangria, and you already know we're going to tell you how to make it. So, ladies, grab your cocktails and join me and Carla today at 4 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live at Steve Harvey FM. We will be taking one last sip of summer. So thank
you. Yes, I'm trying to rush the fall. We got summer cocktails to make. Join us today, 4 p.m. Eastern, Facebook Live. Steve Harvey FM. We'll tell you how to make this cocktail so you can enjoy it. We'll have some fun.
It don't require Shirley cooking nothing, dude.
If I'm in the kitchen, it's cooking, okay?
Well, you won't be in the kitchen.
No.
Well, I just want to let y'all know something, ladies. Congratulations on another event this evening for Happy Hour. Me and the fellas have a side bet, though.
Oh, what? What's the side bet?
Our side bet is how many minutes on the Zoom after y'all start drinking before Shirley starts slurring her speech. That's the side bet.
Join us today.
Whoever gets closest wears the money. We got a $10 pool going. We need to put in $10. So we got a chance of winning $20. Whoever can come to the time closest when Shirley starts slurring her speech. Now, Carla, we don't bet on Carla because Carla can drink and talk the whole damn Happy Hour.
Anyway,
you got that right.
We're going to have
drinking
some fun.
With her elbow all up on the table.
Under the table.
Head cocked back.
But thank you to Seagram's Escapes and see you this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, ladies. Moving on, LeBron and Savannah James' son, Bronny James, has been diagnosed with a congenital heart defect. But according to the LeBron Family Foundation, Bronny is expected to make a full recovery. In an official statement, a rep for the foundation stated that Bronny has an anatomically and functionally significant congenital heart defect, which can and will be treated, and they're confident in Bronny's full recovery and return to basketball soon. So that's great news. That is really
good
great
for him.
News.
Good for Bronny. Good for the family.
And in other
news, that's a beautiful thing, and he's young.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tommy Jr., listen to me. I can sit your ass down somewhere.
So if I'm having this problem, I can't go tell jokes or nothing no more.
Get you a wheelchair, straps, strap your ass in it, and be as still as you can.
Okay. All right, we're moving on.
Hire one of your friends to roll you around. Don't be trying to walk.
We got to get to this story. In other news, it is official. Shannon Sharp will be joining Stephen A. Smith as his co-host on First Take.
Woo, child.
Stephen A. announced it on last week that Sharp will debut on Monday, September 4th, and he'll be on the show every Monday and Tuesday. Stephen A. said, quote, to my brother Shannon Sharp, first of all, thank you for joining the show. Secondly, condolences in advance. You're not used to getting beat down. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
What do you guys think about that?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I like it.
Stephen A. gonna get his ass whipped.
I like both of them.
I'm just telling you, that's my prediction. I know you ain't used to getting beat down. My condolences. I know Stephen A. I know. And both of these is my dudes, but I got news for you. Mm-hmm. See, the problem is, he ain't never argued with no real country-ass dude before.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. You start arguing with real country-ass men, they got different thing in them. So I'm going to be there tuned in on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Yeah. Was this a surprise to you that Shannon joined Stephen A.?
No, not really. It's a smart move. He's going to be doing more than 2 days, though. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So started off.
I really liked Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin got a new job, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot what network he on, but congratulations to Michael Irvin, who's back to work. And he should have had his job back where it was. And he should have never lost his job. Yeah. You know, it's amazing, man, how we rush to judgment with people so quickly and cost them their careers and their ability to provide for their family because you made an accusation. And the film that we saw, he ain't do nothing. Not in that film.
No.
And then obviously they done found out through deposition and everything that ain't nothing else happened to. So whatever that hotel is, get your ass ready because you feel the pain.
So he's finally with Skip Bayless,
Yeah, undisputed with Skip Bayless. I saw that. That's right. And Skip Bayless ain't say a word. So.
No.
Okay. Finally, in good news, guys, 17-year-old Ralph Jarl, you guys remember him. He was a young black man that was shot in the head by that 84-year-old white man just for knocking on the wrong door.
Right.
Well, Ralph Jarl has started his senior year of high school less than 5 months after his shooting in April of this year. The shooter, 84-year-old Andrew Lester, is awaiting trial on August 31st on two felony charges at first-degree assault and armed criminal action. We're happy for Ralph, and we wish him well in his senior year of high school.
Young brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations. God is good. God is in the blessed business now. That's just God. That's nothing but God right there. Mm-hmm. That's a serious injury to recover from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And recover. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's covered. Prayer. Yeah.
That's good. Back put his old ass in jail.
Yes.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Junior has a back to school poem for us. All right, now, right after this.
It ain't what you think.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Junior, let's hear your back to school poem. Steve, please introduce Junior.
Come on up.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why we do this, but Junior has another poem. We've affectionately and lovingly titled these as his name when he does poems is J-Rap. J-Rap. And that stands for Junior's raggedy ass poems.
Yeah.
Come on, J-Rap.
Thank you, sir. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm frustrated about by back to school, and I'm telling you right now, This ain't what I thought it'd be. So just go along with it. This is what I have for you. Here it is. The title of today's poem is Back to School Traffic is in My Way.
Oh.
Back to School Traffic is in My Way. Here it is. This was on my heart, so I need to get it out. Let me tell you what I'm frustrated about. These kids are back in school every day. So all this extra traffic is in my way. All I do is sit in my car and cuss. Cause every day I'm stuck behind a damn school bus. Moms in minivans, they everywhere. But I'm just going to get coffee. So this is not fair. And in the afternoon, it's so bad. I need everybody to know that this makes me mad. I need a reason to be happy. Just one reason. But I almost forgot. It's football season. Football season, please save my soul, because this year the Texans is going to the Super Bowl. The end. Woo! Nailed it. Boy, Texans Super Bowl, forget this traffic. You know what? We supposed to have traffic because every kid don't even need to go to school. That's what I'm thinking. All y'all ain't smart, so I don't even know why we got all this traffic.
Yeah, this don't make no sense. Let's get to the end point. Did you say that the Texans is going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I said it.
He said it.
Loud and proud.
Yeah, I'm proud. Why is this funny to you, dog? Did you hear? You ain't hear the part about the traffic? You ain't.
That traffic done affected your brain. The Texans is going to the Super Bowl.
I said it.
That's what you got out of his poem.
Y'all got to try to make the playoffs. Super Bowl.
We going to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. You know what? Name the teams in your division.
It's the Colts. It's the Titans. And it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why we can't?
Which one of them?
Which one of them? What?
Y'all going to beat
all of them.
You can't see this. You can't see us going to the Super Bowl.
When we come back, I'm going to have some sports information for Junior.
All right, guys. Coming up next, two of your favorite leading ladies are in the news. Halle Berry is finally divorced after 8 long years. And Nia Long filed for full custody of her son. You heard me right, Tommy. All right, we'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in celebrity divorce news, no, Steve. This has nothing to do with you, okay? After 8 long years of divorce proceedings, Halle Berry.
Wow.
That has nothing to do with you.
Damn show. The hate that came into my own damn show.
I said it has nothing to do with you. You heard me. Don't try to twist it.
Lord Almighty. Lord have mercy. You. Bless her soul. Help her, Jesus.
But anyway, after 8 long years of divorce proceedings, Halle Berry is finally divorced from Olivier Martinez. They were married for only 2 years and filed for divorce back in 2015. They were there was a prenup in place, but issues related to child support and custody could not be settled until recently. In the end, Halle was ordered to pay $8,000 a month in child support and 4.3% of her earnings, over $2 million. Halle will share visitation of her 9-year-old son, and the child has to attend court-ordered individual and family counseling. Wow, that's a lot.
No, they ain't putting my baby through that.
$8,000 a month.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She got to pay child support.
Yes.
So
$8,000 a month.
He has custody?
They're going to share.
Oh, they're joint. Oh.
Well, no. But why it take 8 years?
Then if you're going to share, then you got to share. If you share joint custody, you got to share the payments. Where you ain't at?
Yeah. Right.
And not only that, 4.3% of her earnings, everything she makes over $2 million, she's got to share 4.3% of that with her ex. So $8,000.
Oh, I can tell you how to get around that.
I said Halle to call you.
Give me a call, Halle. Yeah. All
right. Let's call her today. Let's call her.
And what are you going to say?
Yeah.
I'm just checking to see how she's doing mentally, making sure she's all right, if she need anything. Okay. That's all. Okay. Yeah, and let Steve help her out financially on that situation. That's all.
Steve can help nobody out financially. I don't give a damn what has to do with
it. And moving on.
Quarter over help no white man out. You gotta be out your mind.
Moving on. Nia Long filed for legal and physical custody of her 11-year-old son after her son's father allegedly failed to support their son. Her son's father, of course, is Ime Udoka, the new coach of the Houston Rockets, and he and Nia had a very public breakup after Udoka cheated on her earlier this year. In the petition, Nia is asking for full custody but will allow her son to have visitation with Udoka only if it's in the best interest of their son. Reportedly, Ime Udoka has not responded to Nia's petition. So, there you go.
Well,
so you need to see
your
daddy.
You ain't got to respond if you don't want to. I got news for you. That ain't gonna.
What? You talking to Ime now?
Yeah, they gonna find you, cuz you might as well. You might as well go on down there and turn yourself in like Trump did. Yeah. Take your ass down to food counter. They got a nice process. Get you a mug shot.
Well, he in Houston, it would be Harris County.
Man, Harris County much. Damn near just as bad as
right.
Not Harris County bad. Got it going on down in there, boy. That's Houston. Yeah. That Fifth Ward, all them wards, they down there. Yes, come on in there. What up, cuz?
Well,
yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, they can work this out for the best interest of the child, you know. And he's 11 years old, so he's with Nia now. So hopefully, they can work this out. What?
Baby don't need to be seeing this.
Yeah. No. So, all right. Ime Udoka has not responded just yet, but hopefully he will real soon.
Get it together.
I can run over there to practice if y'all want me to and tell him that he need to. I can run by the practice over there at Toyota City.
All right. Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he left me, but he's not gone. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. Yeah, he left me, but he's not gone. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
What y'all want? Y'all want stupid? Stupid times 5, times 10? I mean, what you want? Well, what y'all looking for this morning?
Whether we want it or not, we're going to get it.
I got the prank menu. Yeah. You know, just tell me, y'all want an appetizer? Y'all want an entree, dessert? You know, which one you want?
All four courses.
Yeah. Entree. Okay. Let me see. Let me go through the menu here.
What's your special for today? What's the special?
Special for today. Oh, yeah. We got a stupid for today. Alarm alert.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now that's an entree, and you get two sides with that.
I'm just two sides. Two sides of stupid.
You get two sides of stupid and a biscuit. I'm sorry, it's a biscuit coming there.
Gotta have that biscuit. All right.
My mama's biscuits. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's go. Alarm alert, cat dog. Let's get it.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Denise, please.
Yeah, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. This is Tony. I'm calling security. We've got an alarm that's gone off on you guys' property. We're just checking before we send authorities out. Is everything okay? Did maybe someone trip the alarm?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm at work. I'm at work right now. I'm not home.
Okay. Do you have a pet or dog or anything that could actually trip the alarm?
No. That's strange. It never goes off like that. I'm kind of nervous.
Okay, give me a second. We've got a call into the neighborhood security that actually are en route to the property, and they were going to give us some information before we actually sent the police officers out, unless you would like for me to send them out now. But I feel like
you should send the police. I mean, if I'm not home and nobody's home and my alarm's going off and it never goes off, that I'm worried.
Okay, hang on one second. This is neighborhood security calling now. Hang on one second. I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they're out there on the property, the neighborhood security. There is a black guy that is on your premise. Are you familiar with who that might be?
Well, I mean, my husband's black, but he should be at work right now.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. All right,
okay.
And he probably would have texted me if, you know, the alarm was going off.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have any other black male friends?
Excuse me?
Do you have any other black male friends that might be at the house?
I mean, yeah. This is a very weird question. I mean, I have black friends, yes, but I don't think they would be in my house.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just assume that this is your husband? What do you think? What would you like for me to do?
My husband's at work. How tall is this person? My husband's 6'3". He's a pretty tall guy.
Hold on one second. Let me go back to the security from the neighborhood. Hang on one second.
No, somebody's in my alarm's going off. I don't know. I mean.
Okay, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, they have the black guy that they're looking at is about 5'10", maybe late 20s. How old is your husband?
No, my husband is, I just told you that my husband's not there. He would have texted me or called me and told me that he accidentally set the alarm off. And I'm actually going to text him. I mean, this is crazy. I should probably call him.
Okay,
I mean,
you do realize if we send the authorities out and this is a false call that you're going to get charged for that. You do know that, right?
A false call? You just said somebody's in my house and it's not me or my husband. So you should be charging me for that.
You're saying your husband's black, and then there's a black guy there. I mean, they probably know each other, right?
Are you kidding me? What kind of question is that? Why? Because they're both black?
I'm just trying to save you some money, ma'am. I don't want to send out police officers when they get there, and then all of a sudden your husband knows the black guy, or he's a relative or something. I mean, do you want to call and see if you're... Oh, my God.
Well, you think, like... This is really offensive, and I don't understand. If I'm telling you that I don't know who the person is in my house, that means that we should send the police. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
You think what? My black
Hang on, they're calling back. The neighborhood, Hank, just hold on 1 second, Denise. The neighborhood security's calling back here.
Oh my God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Denise, now, the security in the neighborhood, they're telling me that this guy just drove out of the garage in a white pickup. Do you guys have a white pickup?
Yes, we do.
So this guy just pulled out of your garage in a white pickup.
Well, I have my car at work, and my husband has his car. That's like the truck that he uses on the weekends for like construction and stuff. So that means somebody just stole our car. I can't believe this is happening. You are watching somebody in my house, and you basically watch them steal my truck.
I'm going to go ahead now and get the police to go over. Okay.
Now, why the f*** are you going to send them now? He probably took all my s*** in my house. I mean, the police get there, there's not going to be anything left in my house. He probably just stole the back of the truck.
I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to help you out here.
I know, what is it going to do me now? I mean, the whole time you've been talking to me, he's been cleaning out my house out and stealing s***.
Well, how did he get in your house?
I don't know. I don't know this guy. You're interrogating me? What the f***?
I'm just asking you, how could somebody get in your house? Why, did you leave something open? What did you
do? Okay, listen. You would know because I wouldn't have been able to set my alarm this morning if something was open. It would beep and it wouldn't let me set the alarm. And the fact that you're interrogating me when somebody's robbing my house, you need to do your job. I need to call my husband. You're wasting my time. I mean, by the time the police get there, it's going to be tomorrow.
So you're gonna call Daryl now?
I'm sorry?
You're gonna call Daryl now?
How the f*** do you know my husband's name?
Denise, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Daryl got me to prank phone call
you. Oh my God. I was gonna come down there and So nobody stole my truck, right?
Nobody stole your truck. Nobody's at your house. Your alarm is fine. Everything is good. But Daryl told me, he said, we got to get my wife. We got to get her good.
That's so mean.
Did we get you?
Oh, my God. I was sweating. I was so angry. I was sweating over here.
All right. So tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think? No stupid on top of that?
Yes. Yeah. Huh? Full from that entree.
We didn't send any stupid back or anything like that.
Yeah. You all
stupid overload.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I didn't get to think. I want to thank Washington, D.C. coming out, hanging out with your boy this past weekend at the Howard Theater. We had an amazing time and got to go by Ben's Chili Bowl and talk to Miss Virginia, 90 years young, beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful, the owner. And I got another shout out I want to do this. Vanessa Bell Calloway.
Yeah,
hit me up. She hit me up when I rung the bell, and she said, "Boy, welcome, 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 welcome to." And she's 14 years cancer free herself.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
survivor.
Yeah, Vanessa. You say, "Welcome to the Warriors Club."
Yeah,
yeah. Welcome to the Warriors Club. So big ups to Vanessa Bell Calloway, baby. Appreciate mm-hmm. you looking out for me, reaching out to your boy, ringing that bell, and yeah, we good. God is good.
All right.
Life is good.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter. The subject, he left me, but he's not gone. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
All right, so before we get to the letter, this is for the ladies, of course. I want to invite you to join me and Carla today at 4 p.m. Eastern for our end of summer Seagram's Escapes happy hour. We're going to be sipping on summer sangria made with Seagram's Escapes Jamaican Me Happy mixed in it. That's going to be good. So grab your drinks. Yes, that's one of my favorites, right? Grab your drinks. Join us later today at 4 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live at Steve Harvey FM, okay? Facebook Live, Steve Harvey FM, 4 p.m. Now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he left me, but he's not gone. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was in a whirlwind romance with a man from my past. We rekindled our relationship and he moved in with me last Christmas. I had no idea he was married because it was the holidays. I assumed he was out of town visiting his family back in his hometown. But around Easter, I found out he had a wife, 2 grown children, and 4 grandchildren in his hometown. I didn't end things with him because he was honest with me about everything. He said he was relieved that he no longer had to sneak to be with me. He split his time between my house and his home, which was almost 2 hours away. Recently, he started talking about missing his grandchildren and wanting to be closer to them. I told him it was fine to spend a little more time at home as long as he could promise me that he wasn't trying to rekindle his marriage. He said that would never happen. While he was home with his wife, I got a call from her. She told me that she had her husband followed, and she knows exactly who I am and where I live. I told her that I was not going anywhere. She called me a bunch of names, and I told her that I can only go on what her husband told me, and he's told me that I'm the one for him, not her. I told her that he might have left my house, but he's not gone. A few hours after I talked to her, she called me back with her husband slash my boyfriend on the phone. He was very direct and rude, and he called me delusional, but he did not deny he had feelings for me. Later on, he texted that he'd be changing his number and he'd give me the new number. It's been a week and I haven't heard from him. Is he coming back or not? Girl, bye. Bye. That's what he's saying to you. I mean, there's so much in this letter that should make you already know that and make you leave him and never look back. But you said you didn't end things with him when you found out he was married and had kids and grandkids because he was honest? Really? He wasn't honest about anything. He got caught, that's all. That's why he finally told you he was married and had the kids and the grandkids and all that. And I don't even understand how he could have moved in with you in the first place when he had a whole family just 2 hours away. I mean, you so boldly told his wife you weren't going anywhere on the phone, but you need to go. You definitely need to go. It's been a week and you haven't heard from him. That's a sign. Leave this woman's husband alone. Get somewhere and sit down. He doesn't want you. Girl, bye. Steve? I love when you start out like that.
I'm just really, I kept waiting on this letter to do something. And
yeah.
It never did. It just stayed in the pain lane. This lady says she was in a whirlwind romance. That's when you know, some people always try to blow stuff up, make it sound more than it was. I was in a whirlwind romance with a man from my past. Should have left his ass there. I don't know what's wrong with people sometimes, but sometimes stuff is left well enough alone. Anyway, we rekindled our relationship and he moved in with me last Christmas. He moves in with you last Christmas. I had no idea he was married. Now, I don't know why y'all was having this whirlwind. I don't know what y'all's conversations was about. I don't know what you been doing all these years. Did you ever get married? Did you have any children? Y'all was just whirlwinding. So whirlwinding, I've discovered, is not a good thing. You didn't ask no questions why you was whirlwinding. Okay? Now, I had no idea he's married because it was the holidays. I assumed he was out of town visiting family back in his hometown. Yeah, that's what he was doing. That's exactly what he was doing. Ta-da! You win a prize for guessing right. He wasn't home for the holidays. I assumed he was out of town visiting his family back in his hometown. But around Easter, I found out he got a wife, 2 grown children, 4 grandchildren in his hometown. And I didn't end things with him because he was honest with me about everything. Wow. My man came through. He must have got busted solid. He ain't even try to lie his way out of this. He got busted solid. All the evidence was in front. So then he said he was relieved. Whew. Yeah, I'm sure glad I ain't got to keep having to sneak to be with you. He split his time between my house and his home, which is almost 2 hours away. He was honest with me. See, now you know why we don't tell the truth. Because y'all like lies.
Hang on, Steve. Keep it right there. Part 2 of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, he left me, but he's not gone. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. You left off.
Quick recap. Lady got in a whirlwind relationship with a man from her past. They back. It's going hot and heavy. He moved in last Christmas with her, and then she says, I had no idea he was married. So all this time they're having this whirlwind relationship, she ain't asked no damn question. She just whirlwind. Woo, spend me some money. Like you a damn 4-year-old baby. Daddy, turn me around again, your stupid ass. He just spinning you till you dizzy. You should have sat down and asked some damn questions. Hey, stop spinning me. Quit tickling me. I want to ask you something.
Dizzy.
That's what happened. Yeah, now you just dizzy. Because it was the holidays, I assumed he was out of town visiting family back in his hometown. But around Easter, I found out he had a wife, 2 grown children, 4 grandchildren in his hometown. I didn't end things with him because he was honest with me about everything. He said he was relieved. He ain't had to sneak to be with me. He split his time between his house and his home, which is almost 2 hours away. See, he was honest with me. So that's why I didn't break up with him, because he did tell me what he was doing. He was splitting time between our home and his family. So he was, you know. And so now the conclusion I came away with this was, women, why do men lie? Because y'all like lies.
No, not all women.
Women like lies. Hit this man and told her this lie. And then when she busted him, he was honest about it. And then she went, that's the type of man I'm looking for.
That's why he was honest
with me. Yeah. See, but at first, though, it was the lie that was attractive. You see? So we got to be careful, ladies. Anyway, recently he talked about missing his grandchildren, wanting to be closer to him. I told him I was fine if he spent a little more time at home, as long as he could promise me he wasn't trying to rekindle his marriage. What? So, wait a minute. Wait, he told you with the grandkids? I got grandkids. You don't miss them that much. I'm just going to be honest.
What, Steve?
You do not miss them that damn much. When I see them, man, they make me happy. They make me laugh. But when they gone, I don't be talking about, I sure wish they were back over here. No. I'd be glad. When they be out in the car, I'd be getting in the car, me and Marjorie be standing at the door waving at them and stuff. I'd be just as happy. Let me sit in my chair and quit answering all these baby-ass questions.
Papa, can we watch Peppa Pig on TV? Papa's TV don't play Peppa Pig.
You're lying to the baby.
Sports Center. My TV don't have channels on it. Papa, can we watch Netflix for kids? Papa's TV don't have that on here. I had to go in the big room and play that. Yeah, I lied to my. And they get on up and they walk on out. And so you told him you wanted to rekindle the relationship with his wife. He said he would never. He said while he was home with his wife, I got a call from her. She told me she had her husband followed, and she know exactly who I am and where I live. I told her I wasn't going nowhere. Ooh, that's a threat. I ain't going nowhere. Lady, he back at the house. You say you 2 hours away, and you done told this married lady, I ain't going nowhere. She went, ooh, I'm scared. You gonna stay there? Damn. She called me a bunch of names, and I told her that I can only go on what her husband told me, and he's told me that I'm the one for him, not her. I told her he might have left my house, but he is not gone. Yeah, he is. He left your house. He ain't there. Get what that means? He gone. A few hours later, I talked to her. She called back with her husband / my boyfriend on the phone. She said, this heifer come talking about, you told her she the one that, no. Get this heifer on this phone right now. Hello? Yeah. Tell her. Then she said he was very direct and rude. He ain't had no time to play around. Hey, listen to me. He called me delusional, but he did not deny he has feelings for me. Whoa. What was he supposed to do? His wife right there. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You delusional. I don't know what you think this is. We ain't really got nothing. I'm here with my family. That's it. See, but he didn't deny he had feelings for him. He ain't tell you he felt nothing for you either, though. It ain't that he didn't deny. He ain't bring feelings up. Later on, he texts me and said he'd be changing his number, and he'd give me the new number. See, that's a demand. Get her out your life. Baby, I'm gonna change my number and everything. Good, dude. It's been a week, and I haven't heard from him. Is he coming back or not? It's been a week. It's been a week, and you ain't heard from him. He can't call you no more. He can't call you. Because let me tell you what happened. She took his phone right after that, and she went down there and she got the new phone. You ain't even in the call log. Now, he old because he got grandkids. So now Ernest never did memorize your number. Ernest never did, know your number. And Pauline done told him he better not call you no damn more. Now, Ramona, listen to me. You just got to deal with this. He can't come down there for that next holiday. He ain't going to be there for no 4th of July, Labor Day,
comments.
Halloween, Thanksgiving.
On today's letter. On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, we got to say congratulations to Coco Gauff. She advanced to the second round in the U.S. Open, won in 3 sets. Yeah.
It's a lot of black.
I met her and her dad at the Super Bowl 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
That girl tall, man. Yeah, that girl tall. She can play some dunk on Terry Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a beast. Yeah. She is, man.
And Junior. What's the next story?
I'm going to get to you. We got to say congratulations to Simone Biles. She won her 8th U.S. gymnastics title.
Yes.
That is a record. Simone Biles.
At 27.
At 27. Took 2 years off. Yeah. Took 2 years off, huh? And here the problem.
Goat.
What do you do when you see Simone Biles at the championship? What you be doing? You be like, I know we ain't finna win. She here again.
Going to the house.
I know I'm looking at second or lower. I know that. I know she got the title. I know that. And then, let's go and get to it.
Congratulations,
cause I see you.
Simone.
Yeah. You got a problem with this, earlier you was laughing at me because I said the Texans is going to the Super Bowl. Football season. Everybody on 1-0. Why do you have a problem? Why you have a problem?
Well, let me give you the Super Bowl odds. Vegas.
The lowest odds belong to the Kansas City Chiefs at a plus 600. Right behind the Chiefs is the Eagles at a plus 750. These is just three digits.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers is at 900, Buffalo 900, and the Bengals start getting into the four digits. The Bengals is a 1,000.
Okay.
Then the Dallas Cowboys bump it up. They at 1,500, Jets 1,600, Baltimore Ravens 2,000, Detroit 22, Miami Dolphins 2,500, Jacksonville Jaguars 2,500, Los Angeles Chargers, they go up to 2,500. The next bump after that belongs to the damn Browns. They are a plus 3,500 at winning the Super Bowl versus a 600 by the
Chiefs. Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, in that 3,500, you have Saints, Seahawks, Denver goes up to 4,000. Minnesota, New York, they at the at 4,500, it's the Raiders. The Packers go up to 5,000. The Bears at 5,000. New England jumps all the way up to 6,000.
What is the point?
Pittsburgh at 6,000. Falcons go up to 7,000. Panthers go up to 7,000. Rams at 7,000. Tampa Bay go up to 8. Washington at 8. Tennessee Titans go up to 10,000.
Yeah.
Indiana Colts go up to 12,500. The Arizona Cardinals and the Houston Texans.
Uh-huh.
Guess what their chance is?
What is
20,000 plus 20,000. Boy.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a mother wants her son's father to be a part of their son's life. We'll get into it right after this.
Simone Biles got a bigger chance of winning the Super Bowl than Texas.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Mignon in Charlotte says, I have four children. She needs some advice. My three girls are by my ex-husband. And after my divorce, I had a son with a man that I was engaged to, but he left me at the altar. It was our wedding day, and he disappeared that morning after we woke up. I was pregnant, and now our son is 8 years old, and he's missing his father in his life. My girls have a great relationship with their father, and my ex-husband includes my son in their outings, but it only makes my son want his father more. His father lives in Maryland now, so should I go visit him and beg him to be a father?
Damn, that's trifling.
That's trifling.
See, that's sorry. Because that's trifling, man. This dude left you the morning of your wedding. Mm-hmm. This dude right here, man, this ain't a real decent dude.
And
you
she
know.
Was pregnant. Mm-hmm.
So he left you at the morning. He has no relationship with the boy at all. Mm-hmm. That's heartbreaking for young men, which is what my foundation is all about for the boys. And Marjorie does the girls. It's just disheartening, man, to see people like that. I think you should call him and at least FaceTime him and try to get him on the phone and just ask him, hey, listen, what happened between you and I has happened, but please, please make your son feel the love of a man and feel wanted and just let him be able to at least talk to you and identify with you and not feel abandoned. Men, but this dude is suffering from a lot of stuff, the way he did you and all like this. But once again, though, congratulations to this man who done stepped up and has decided to do something
Yeah.
Your ex, you know what you really need to do is try to ask your ex back. That's what you really need to do.
Get your ex back. Ex. Father of three girls.
That's what you really need to do. Because he seemed to be a good ass dude right here. Yeah. He done took your boy and all this here. That seemed like a good dude right there. Ain't no chance of y'all hooking up.
Yeah.
Jesus. That'd be a better solution for me. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you still want, the boy still wants to know his dad. It's a horrible thing for kids, boys and girls, not to have a relationship with their dad. So it's worth a try. I don't know if you can fly in and change anything, because ain't no telling what his circumstances is in Maryland. So, but if you could just get him on the phone and say, hey, listen, I'm not mad. I just want to have a conversation. Here's the deal with your son.
I like that.
See if you can get him to respond, you know. But he think you probably looking for child support and all that.
Well, that was a great answer, Steve. We do have time for one more. Avery in Toledo says, I had an affair with my sister's husband while he and my sister won a break from their marriage. After they got divorced, I told my sister what I did. She won't talk to me, but she's friends with her ex. Wow. She said it's just for the sake of our children. But what about me?
Well,
what? You're dead to her.
Slept with your sister's husband while they were married. You're talking about they were on a break from their marriage. Well, now they've gotten a divorce and you told her. I told y'all about this truth now.
What is that about?
Keep going over this. Y'all gonna have to learn like men, though. Why did you tell her that? Why?
It was on my conscience, Steve. I just wanted to.
Damn your conscience. What conscience?
Say that one more time, please.
Damn your conscience. You know how many times I've had stuff on my conscience? Conscience.
The biggest issue, too, is the lie. Don't do the betrayal to have to come up with the lie. Don't sleep with your sister's husband. Control yourself.
Of course, that would have been ideally it.
What?
But the feeling bad and then going to her after the divorce to tell her.
Yes.
And now she's friends with her ex, but she won't even speak to me. You were the ultimate betrayal.
Yes.
They got a divorce because she know her husband wasn't nothing.
But to
find out your sister ain't really acting like a sister, man, that's some low down.
Yeah, that's low down, right there. It is. All right.
No loyalty. Yeah.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, let them know.
All right, we got to let them know, Shirley. Summer might be winding down, but we're just not ready. We're not ready to put down the summer cocktails just yet. So I want you to join me and my girl, Shirley Strawberry, today. What time? 4 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Eastern for an end of the summer. Seagram's Escapes. We'll be on Facebook Live, like I said, and that's Steve Harvey FM Facebook page live. 4 p.m. Eastern. Shirley and I will be sipping on our summer sangria made with Seagram's Escapes, Jamaican Me Happy. Ladies, grab your cocktails. Join us today. What time? 4 p.m. on Facebook Live at Steve Harvey FM. Let's take one last sip of summer. Thank you very much. See you this afternoon. Later on this evening, Seagram's Escapes, happy hour. You ready, Shirley?
That's right. I'm so ready. I can't wait for this one. I know. I don't want summer to end either, but yeah, this is going to be fun. We always have a lot of fun. And Junior, you always join us, so thank you for that.
I'm going to come in there.
Yes.
Just look around.
Cool. Come kick it with us.
What is it, Tommy? What is it?
Are the beverages cold? Because it's hot as hell.
Yes. Cold, refreshing, delicious. We got
you.
Yes.
It's so good. You're going to love it.
It's going to be great. Congratulations, lady. Make sure y'all join the ladies today at 4.
4 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. That's 3 Central.
Thank you. All right. Hello. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour.
Squirrely Squawbeer.
We're going to do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather live on an estate in a rural area, or would you rather live in a mansion in a big city? Rural or mansion?
Which one? It don't matter.
Or big city?
Both of them need in my house.
Estate?
Yeah, live on an estate in a rural area or like a mansion in a big city.
Either one.
Big busy city.
I want the city. Grocery store just too damn far. In that rural area. It just takes way too long.
Steve's like, I'm out. I have them both.
We can't keep asking him.
In the big city.
Right. Get well out of here one more time. Well.
Junior?
Yeah. I'm going to take either one. It don't matter.
Okay.
Junior, all right, but you just got a house, though, dog.
Yeah, but it's an estate. It's an estate we talked about. I got a house. I want an estate, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, you want an
estate. Or a mansion in the big city. Hell, I've been to both of them at your house. What the hell? I enjoy either one I'm at. You see the smile on my face? Hell.
What'd you say, Junior? Right. Vision board.
Yeah.
Would you rather take a picture of every person at your show or would you rather just perform naked? Which one? Take a picture with every person at your show or just perform naked?
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of everybody at the show. Because if you perform naked, you're going to be in everybody's damn picture.
True that.
No, I ain't going to be naked. No, we're going
to... Well, excuse me, what? You're the one that loves being naked.
Yeah, but not in front of, not like on stage.
Mm-mm. I'm going to do my whole show ain't like worth Miles damn Davis. Naked.
Oh, you draw the line. What'd you say,
Steve?
I'm going
to do my whole show like Miles Davis. I'm going to turn around and do my whole show. You be looking at my ass the whole show.
Steve, come up your booty.
I'll be bending over picking up stuff.
Too much.
All right. Would you rather ride in the back seat of a self-driving car or ride on a motorcycle?
Oh, I can't fool with that motorcycle. Oh, wait. Ain't nobody driving another car?
Mm-mm. Self-driving.
Yeah, I take the self-driving. I'm not going to be screaming the whole time, but I'd be in the self-driving car.
So what about the motorcycle?
Ride a motorcycle.
I'm going to ride this motorcycle. I'm going to have control of this. I'm not sitting back there in that damn seat. You know the concern I'm going to have back there in that damn seat. Ain't nobody driving. Man, hell no. Give me this motorcycle with these brakes on it. Watch how slow. Man, please.
Yeah, Steve, you drive slow. You're going to be so slow on that motorcycle.
Dog, I'm cool. People don't drive fast.
Yeah.
What is I'm driving fast for? I got all my cars big. I got big cars. I don't drive fast. Got no dog on racing guys. Car.
Would you rather? We'll be back with our last break of the day and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. Before we get out of here, Carla, we have to remind the people, the ladies especially, to join us today.
Time. Yep. Mm-hmm. Tell them, Shirley.
4 p.m. Eastern. This is our end of summer Seagram's Escapes happy hour. It's going to be on Facebook Live at Steve Harvey FM. You do not want to miss it. We always have fun. We'll give you the recipes for our sangria, all of that. It's going to be fun. We'll do our rapid fire questions, you and I, Carla. Those are always fun. We learn so much about each other. We thought we knew, but...
No. And we play Would You Rather as well.
So. Yeah, we do.
Oh, do you?
Come kick it with your girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. We have fun.
I'd like to hear a girl's Would You Rather. I sure would like
All right,
to hear
tune in today, 4 p.m.
No, they're not going to do it. They ain't going to do it.
But it won't play with us. Would You Rather. Live. Steve Harvey FM.
Tommy,
what do you mean, Steve?
Tommy Jr., them Would You Rather's going to be so easy.
For them?
Would you rather be rich or wealthy? They're going to be doing stuff like that. They ain't that dog. They ain't going to put themselves out there. No. Ain't going to be no naked Would You Rather. None of that.
Yeah. Ain't gonna be no celebrity crushes.
Ain't gonna be nothing we interested in. Would you rather run around the track with a sports bra on or a Playtex cross your heart? Stuff we want to know. We ain't finna find out none of that.
Well, I don't want to run, so be.
You know. Would you rather regular eyelashes or mink eyelashes?
Mink.
Ooh, girl, I don't know. I like that mink, but they so heavy, though. I stay asleep. These are my closing remarks today. It's a teaching moment for myself. It's a teaching moment for my family. It's a teaching moment for my wife, for me. It's just a teaching moment. And you know what's crazy, man, is, you know, I have a format. I have a real legitimate format. I'm not a blog. I have a real media presence. I have a national radio show that is also on an app that goes international. The iHeart app allows us to go around the world. I have a real legitimate media platform. I have decided in my life to use my platform to motivate, to entertain, to inspire, to inform people. On this show, we don't spend time tearing people down. We may have different opinions on different subjects that's out there in the news. But our mantra on this show, we are not in the tear people down business. This world we live in, though, is a fallen world. We're in a spiritual battle every day for our souls. You know, I've often said this on the show, the devil has one job, one mission, and that's to rob you of your destiny. You've got to stay prayed up. You've got to know who you are, and you've got to know whose you are. And you got to stay firm on that. And you can't allow people to come along and shake your tree with lies and gossip and rumor and just pure flat out hatred. It's so crazy. But the one thing I know about the God I serve is that every time there's a new level, there will be a new devil. So you just have to stay prayed up. Please understand, we are fully aware of this in the Harvey household. Now, we have to teach some of our children, and the best way to teach them is through an example. Some of them, their lives are on social media. Some of them, they grew up in social media. And so that's how they operate a lot of times. But you know, the danger with social media, it has become so many people's news. It's their way of accumulating news, good or bad, fake news, real news, odd news, strange news, gossip news. They just use it as fact. The danger of social media is it has given the devil's imps a playground to print and say whatever they want to say. And it ain't nobody but the devil, and the devil is busy. But in order for the devil to exist, he has to exist in people. The devil don't exist in nature. The devil don't exist in the ocean. He don't exist in the clouds. They don't belong to him. The devil can't control the wind. The devil don't make the sun rise. Do you know if the devil was in charge, you know the sun wouldn't come up some days? Boy, all that belong to God, man. God controls all of that. Social media only affects you if you give them the power. You just can't yield to social media and give them the power. First of all, who are these people? Who are these negative, small-minded people who have no lives than to sit around and talk about you? Everybody falls prey to social media at one point in time. All you got to do is be something somebody ain't. Be something somebody wish they was. And you become privy to their hate too. Well, let me tell you something about the Harveys. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It's never worked before. It'll never work again.
Man, I wish y'all would have yourself a great day. And do me a favor, man. Do something with your life. Quit worrying about everybody else's other life. Quit lying on people. Fix your life. You might find out that you got one if you just paid a little bit more attention to it. Because we have one, and we going to keep shining. God bless you today. Talk to God today. He'd love to hear from you, but we ain't listening.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.